Gospel reading comes from the first chapter of Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angels of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we believe in a triune God. So that's one of three gospel interruptions, the main one. But Kelsey's going to come up with John, or be over there with John. I'm not sure where they're doing it. Over there. And she's going to sing a song. You know, for Advent, we've had our kind of acoustic Advent, and we've done a sermon song usually. And Kelsey said after the first service, "Hey, there's a song that I'd like to sing that's very meaningful for me," and she'll explain about the song. So here's Kelsey.
Hi, everybody. So this song is a song that I've known for a really long time. And a friend of mine, when I was in high school, and she was in college and away from me, and I was going through some tough stuff and was kind of battling my first bout of depression, she sent me the lyrics of this song in a letter and told me that she felt like this was Jesus talking to me. And in this season of Advent, it is good to remember that we need to just wait, and it will come. Father, you are feeling like you're tired, and all your uphill struggles leave you headed downhill. And if you realize your wildest dreams can hurt you, and your appetite for pain is drinking its fill, I ask of you a very simple question. Did you think for 1 minute that you were alone? And is your suffering a privilege you share only? Or did you think that everybody else was completely at home? Just wait, just wait, just wait. If you think I'm giving up on you, you're crazy. And if you think I don't love you, well then you're just wrong. In time you just might take to feeling better. Time is the beauty of the road being long. I know that now you feel no consolation, but maybe if I told you and informed you out loud, I say this with without fear or hesitation. And I can honestly tell you that you make me proud. Just wait, just wait, just wait, and it will come. Just wait, just wait, and it will said now has helped you. If anything I might have just said helped you, just carry on. Your eyes appeal may no longer seem a struggle, and your appetite for pain may all be gone. I hope for you and cannot stop that hoping until that smile has once again returned to your face. There's no such thing as a failure who keeps trying. Coasting to the bottom is the only disgrace. Just wait, just wait. Just wait, and it will come. Just wait, just wait, and it will come. Just wait, just wait.
Thank you, Kelsey. The final presentation, there's only three, and it's a trinity, so remember, it's holy, is just a brief reflection that I had written about. And then I'm also going to, we're going to extinguish the candles because it's pretty smoky in here right now, and you don't, I've set off this fire alarm before, a balloon, if you were here, anyway, the point is it's loud, so we don't want to do that. But this this is a the gospel story that I read, and it came about like this. I believe that's for all of us, and Jesus is all of us because Jesus was fully human like we are fully human. So this story is called The Good News. Now the birth of grace, which means everlasting divine tenderheartedness, took place in this way in the southern mountain region of the West. When her shepherd mother, who was married to another married for 10 years, she was found to be with child. Her husband was frightened, for while he had parents who had loved and nurtured him, he did not feel he had the skill set to raise a child of God's. All children are God's children. In the winter darkness of those mountains, amidst fear, doubt, and uncertainty, behold, a spirit of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Eric, son of God." Eric said, "Yes, Lord." The angel said, "Have you not known me since you were young, when I sent Thor the prophet to tell you in Sunday school at Camino Chapel that Jesus loves you, and that I have always loved you and known you and will always be with you?" Eric responded, "Yes, Lord, I know." "Then do the same to this child,
For you are to have a daughter who will become a mighty warrior, hitting objects hundreds of feet and lifting more weight than many men. And you will call her Grace, because that is how you know me. For she will, in her time, bring 8 other people with her to confirmation in Aberdeen. For they did not know they would travel to Aberdeen to shepherd a flock there. Let the hearers understand. And she will make many people smile, because she will bring kindness with her strength and her smile. All this took place, like it always takes place, when a child of God is born, as spoken through the prophet Paul. But when the fullness of time sent his son born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. So you shall call her Grace, for that is what frees us all and saves us. When Eric awoke from the dream, he was sweating like a dog, partly because 3 shepherd dogs slept with him at night. But mostly that's what happens when you encounter an angel of the Lord, even in the mountains in midwinter. And they named her Grace, and her shepherd parents served her as she grew into an adult. And Beth the shepherd was found to be with another child. And an angel of the Lord appeared again in a dream to Beth, because the other shepherd just sweats too much around angels. And the angel said, name this child Isaiah, which means God saves. For he will speak a great truth, as prophets of old, indeed all prophets, speak. And his words did become wise and deep and dear, as the truth always is. And so it is. The truth is born in every generation and every place. And to know truth, you must know Grace before you can embrace it. And indeed, the truth will set you free, but only by grace can you enter. We are all called to be shepherds and servants of grace and truth, keepers of God's great gospel interruptions, like Jesus, like Grace, like Isaiah, like you, like me. The many stories of good news of God, voicing the echoes of our Creator's transcendence, Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.